here with Brad Trebling, the assistant general manager for the Coyotes. Brad, we're in the final day of camp here. How do you think things have gone overall, both on the ice and off the ice?
I think they're going real good. You know, it's a chance for a lot of these young guys to come in, and it's an orientation camp more than anything else, of meeting our staff and getting a sense of how things how things work in the NHL, and really get an evaluation of where they are physically and how we can spend the next couple of months fine-tuning their programs, nutrition, all those types of things. So I think it's been built up every day. Every day's been a little bit better. Every day the kids feel a little bit more comfortable, and all in all, I think it's been successful, but a very productive week.
Second question for you, are there any guys that have stood out to you in terms of the last, 3 days, especially on the ice?
Yeah, I think it's always difficult in these. I mean, it's the middle of summer, and some kids haven't been on the ice, so we always caution ourselves when you come into this, don't get too high on guys or too low on the guys. But, you know, obviously there's certain guys. Andy Mealy's one that, you know, you see a skill package, and in situations and events sort of like this, those types of guys tend to stand out. You know, there's not a lot of banging and crashing around, so guys with the high skill level will stand out. I think Brandon Gormley's been a guy who's looked good. Lucas Lesio's really stood out for me as a draft pick from this past year. Alex Rutu, Chris Brown has been this is his third camp now, and again, continues to look bigger, stronger, and developing nicely. So the good part is that list of guys that have stood out or you've been happy with is a lot longer than the guys that you're not. So all in all, it's been real good.
Follow up to that, are there any of the amateur tryout guys that you brought in that kind of caught your eye?
Yeah, the goaltender Deseres has been an interesting guy. Spencer up front has been interesting. I think they've all shown well. The one thing you do is, as a trial guy, is try to get you put your face on the map, and I think all of them have done it.
Got it. Final question for you, real quick. Is there any updates on ECHL affiliate for this coming year?
Not yet. No, that's sort of on our to-do list here right now, and we'll, once we get back at it this week, we'll start those discussions in earnest.
And from what it sounded like, you guys were trying to look for a place on the East Coast. Is that?
Obviously with our team in Portland now, it makes more sense. But yeah, we'll look and see what's out there and see what makes the best fit.
All right. Thanks a lot, Brad.
You bet. Okay.